Blog Talk Radio.
At the end of your summertime.
Okay, it's probably a good thing because I really can't sing.
Peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
For our Blog Talk and for people.
They can all listen to me over here munching on my little baby children.
Really?
Yeah, all that crunching.
No. I thought you said something.
Hang with just me
said.
In my MMO.
Like,
so many places we can go. You'll never see my actual face.
Train wreck.
Yes, it's already a train. Summertime. Okay. I had to get that out, you know, because it's almost summertime for me. All right. It is June 4th, 2015. School's almost out, thank God. I'm Snow White, teacher extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. And then over there, that lady right there, she's Corey, and she works for a company that we cannot name. Or can we name the company?
No.
Okay, no.
Facebook, you must know.
Okay. Yes. You can find out there. Well, she works for companies we cannot name. And then there is Miss Ginger Rock over there, who really makes her paper any way she can. And more props to her for that. Thank you, lady. You know, that sounded unintentionally dirty.
Why is it going to be unintentional?
Well, I'm sorry. That's a song by Pretty Trick.
Wow. That did sound unintentionally dirty. That was not meant to be dirty. She's not that kind of girl, usually, unless I'm paying her, and then she is. And then we have Master Blaster, who, well, is Master Blaster.
That's me. I'm all of the above.
Yes, and he likes to get spankings, apparently.
That is not true. Not true.
Yes, it is.
I'm not even gonna dignify that with extreme protests.
I like how his voice got very deep and very growly. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like he's trying to reassert his dominance.
Faster work. All right, you know we all like that here. Everybody's like,
right?
Let me give y'all a picture of what just happened. Wait, let me give you all a picture of what just happened. Blaster's the instructor in front of the class, and he growled, and the three of us were sitting in the front row, and we all sat up straight and crossed our legs. And we gasped right when he did that. Yes, that's what just happened.
I don't know. I may not have crossed my legs. I may have just went.
I'm trying to keep this. No, I'm trying to keep the show dignified.
Whatever, bitch. Whatever. Dignified my ass.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think that ship sailed quite a while ago. Dignified's gone.
Yeah. We way past dignified, if you know what I mean.
You know what? No more Will Smith for you today. There you go. That was very Will Smith. I need you to no. Oh my God. I try to raise.
I would do all sorts of undignified things to Will Smith.
Nothing, right?
What is wrong with y'all? That is my brother.
That is my brother.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'd have been the girl.
Right,
if you were your brother, it would be like, yeah, let me go spend the night with you.
Yeah, right?
You're my best friend, girl.
Girl, like I need some water. I'm going to be gone for about an hour or two.
What is really wrong?
All right. I think we have an announcement to make. Corey, take it away.
Oh, you're just going to throw me out.
Damn right. Throw you a little bus. Beep, beep. Go for it.
I was trying to take me a breath and everything. I'm trying to get control of my emotions. So, who just tweeted me? Yeah, thanks.
My bad.
They probably you.
Stop stalling.
I'm not stalling. I'm hurting. I'm deeply hurting. Okay. It's not that kind of hurt. It's just, okay, I'm going to put this up. Anybody? Well, I don't know if all you gamers know, because I got asked a question this afternoon by somebody, and this kind of why I decided to give a big part of the show towards the Frag Dolls. My daughter asked me, who are the Frag Dolls?
Oh, my God.
But she's 12. And that just, y'all know how my brain works. I started thinking, you know, the next year or two, that's going to be asked a lot, who are Frag Dolls. So I had to educate her really quickly. And there's going to be a lot of people now that we have Girl Gamers broadcasting on Twitch as we speak that have no idea who the Frag Dolls are. Even if they do, they don't really understand why people are so crazy over them. It has very little to do with the fact that they're cute and they're Girl Gamers. It was because of the time period or what they actually did when they came about. So let me give you all a little history lesson. And I'm going to try to be comical, because if I don't, I'm going to get all choked up and cry. And back in 2004, yes, I said 2004, Frag Dolls predate Facebook, Twitter, pick a social network and Blogger, any of those. None of this stuff existed.
MySpace.
No, MySpace was there. There was a MySpace. It was brand new, though, MySpace. But so Ubisoft funny. Put together.
Tom was still everyone's best friend.
That's right. Tom was everybody's friend. Ubisoft put an ad out on Craigslist, of all places, saying Girl Gamers wanted. And they had out this extensive ad: if you play on Xbox, you play PlayStation, any kind of game, we want to talk to you. So everybody and their mama applied. I cannot tell you if I applied. I honestly don't know. My brain was a little foggy right about that time. But I know they picked them, and then when everybody saw them, that's when the internet exploded, because they're all gorgeous. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show y'all a picture, because they're up on my Facebook. Let me see if I can pull it. Why is my Facebook being a bitch? My Facebook's like, no, I'm not opening that up. I'm sorry. I don't know what you're going to do. It's not going to work that way. My lovely Facebook. I got some pictures. Okay, let me use this picture right here. So these four lovely young ladies come about, and everybody is bitching, and not just boy gamers, believe it or not, not just the men. There were women. I remember this because this is probably when I started to get involved, and we call Ginger the militant one, but Ginger is probably a whole lot like I was when I first started getting into the gaming industry. She might even be just a little bit quieter as militant as she is. But right about the time they released these photos that you see here on our screen. Am I presenting this to everybody?
Yes, yeah. You are.
Yeah.
Okay. So everybody's like, oh, they're too pretty. They're not real gamers. They're, one lady was pissy on the women's IGDA list because they didn't pick her. Why didn't they pick women that look like real women? So
they look like real women.
They look like real women.
Yeah, they look like real women to me, too. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't realize real women, you know, had to look a certain way. What makes a real woman a real woman?
Yes. So right about this time, I'm on the IGDA list and started Gaming Matrix probably had been around like a few months. I think Blaster had just got here, or he was about to come onto the scene maybe.
About to make my presence known.
About to make his presence known, about to come into the ring. And I pulled the IGDA women's group and the Frag Dolls and pushed everybody in a ring together and said, hey, they're saying this about you. Do you know that this supposed to be distinguished group of, you know, women at the International Game Developers Association are saying this about you? And hey, IGDA, these girls over here are trying to, you know, help do something that has not, we still haven't quite accomplished what they set out to do, but they did a lot for us, which is make female gamers be recognized as gamers, period.
Mm-hmm.
Part of why I wanted to do this is because all of us as girl gamers, it's not. I also give Trixie credit for this, for being at Microsoft and fighting so hard by herself a lot of the time. And then these girls were right alongside her, making sure that some of you out there can have a Twitch channel. I know you still get picked on, but it was way worse before. When I talk about it, it's not. I can't even put into words how bad it was before. At least now you had a visual representation, a voice, and this group of girls right here did that. And I just want to tell them, thank you so much for what you've done. I got to meet them the first time, actually the first time I met Blaster, which was at E3 back in 2005. And
so long ago.
Yes.
Wow.
Then, and also hung out with them at Game Developers Conference God, a long time ago, well, a very long time ago, I don't remember, and walked in, and I got to tell you, I had the same thing in my head, the stereotype of they're just very pretty. And I can tell you that when I walked in, I saw this girl, Miss Ashley, and Roulette sitting on the floor in the hallway with face cream on, pimple cream, and their hair pulled up in curlers. They're going to kill me. And I walked in, and all I got was, hi, hey, Corey. And it was this is real women. Sorry. I don't know who thought that they weren't real women. I also know this lovely lady here. This is one of the twins.
Wait, are you switching pictures? Because
yeah,
I'm not switching
pictures.
Yeah,
it's not switching pictures.
It's not switching pictures. Did y'all not?
It hasn't been
no.
for a while. Sorry.
Oh, that sucks. Let's put that back up. I'm kind of circling with my mouse, if you can see. Can you see my mouse moving?
Yeah, no, the mouse doesn't show for some reason.
Okay, so
I was trying to figure out what the hell was going on.
Okay, let me point them out. So let me the blonde on the bottom that's crouching and the redhead above her were the two sitting on the floor.
Okay.
The blonde on the far left is one of the twins from PMS Clan that run, who are over at Twitch now, by the way. So I also know her. We played a lot of Splinter Cell together. That was our game. Who also griped at me. I remember this being in a hotel room too. We don't have any black frag dolls. When you going to do something about this? And I was like, why do I get to do something? Well, I'm nominating you. When you going to? I was like, I can't, because by that time, Preeti Natrix was just a few months old. There's no way I was leaving her to go travel. I would have died. I'm a horrible mother. But this is what I have encountered every time. The one dead center is Brooklyn, and if you've ever listened to any of our shows, I talk about that Brooklyn is a legend with me because they came to Houston and they played Rainbow Six. God, now I can't remember the game. One of those first-person shooters, and everybody in the room was a guy except for me and her, and I wasn't playing. And I heard them all yell, get the girl. And by this time, Brooklyn had no ammo, and she killed every single one of them with one headshot and a pistol. That was fucking awesome to me. I had never seen anybody do that, not just a girl gamer, but no guy do that. Once they started playing and winning tournaments, which is, let me reach way back in my Wayback Machine, see if I can grab some of this stuff. Blaster, don't let your eyes explode when I pull this up. This is old. This is some old Game of Matrix. I mean, very old. These girls here are going to be like, what the fuck? What is that? This is one of our first websites, one of our first articles we did.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
It was Rainbow Six.
That was painful.
Rainbow Six.
Wow.
So they went to a tournament and beat everybody at PAX, and they were one woman down when they did it. And basically then people started saying, okay, they're not just pretty, they can actually play. But they still had to deal with all the craziness, which, Blaster, where's the thing I just gave you? I didn't let the girls read this right beforehand, because some of this is hideous business. Okay, I think I got it. Hideous business going on at on the forums. Blaster, you were here at this time, but you did not do this particular interview.
I was there. You know, I when people found out, I mean, this is kind of related to what you're talking about. When people found out that I was working for a girls gaming site, the jokes that I would get would be like, you know, I bet you get laid a lot and blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff, right? And I went and I got to feel that because, like, I, as a, you know, picture-perfect male specimen, right, don't normally get that kind of rhetoric from people, and getting to see that from that angle. But not only that, but getting to play these girls at Halo, they kicked my butt, and they were very, very good at it. So being good at video games should know no gender, it should know no race, it should know no creed, right? And that's exactly what it is. But when people start realizing that and stop being like these forums here, and you sent this to me, and the first thing I said to you was, what am I looking at? You just want me to see all the butt hurt that's going on? Because it's a lot of butt hurt. If you scroll through that, it's a lot of butt hurt going on there about the way they look. And why does that matter? What has that got to do with anything?
It shouldn't have. And can you two see this?
Yeah.
Like Doc Holliday's?
Yes. I kind of want to smack the shit out of him. Because I actually read over that while Blaster was talking. And I'm thinking, really? So this dude, Jeremy, the guy up there talking about, well, I think I got spoiled because I was, you know, dating this really attractive female gamer. And I think I got spoiled because now I'm only going to want to have an attractive female gamer. And, bitch, shut the fuck up. You better be glad that any female gamer would be willing to date you in the first place because you're an asshole.
This is
and what the fuck is attractive?
Hear,
you don't
though,
know attractive
to
come up and smack you in your fucking face. Okay, woo, 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 woo. Every single woman out there is attractive. Every single woman
I want to point out again that when this, and you see how sore this topic still is, this is in 2005 when this was posted. This is in 2005. There's one in here where the guy is saying he didn't know this was this major upsurge of girls playing games. I thought that one was funny. I can't find what page that was on, but I thought that was hilarious. There's an upsurge. Like, we were not playing games. All of a sudden, we just decided to all start playing. We got together and made this decision. We were all playing all the time. That's just there was no online gaming, so there was no way to let other people know that you played or find other girls or any of that. And
you know. Go ahead. Okay, because I'm sorry. The whole upsurge of the girls got brought up in a game the other day that I was playing. I just have to bring this out for 2 seconds. The guy that I was talking to, we're all in TeamSpeak, and he's like, you know, the smart girl gamers don't talk in voice. He's like, because the minute they talk in voice, then all the guys know they're girls, and that's when all the problems start happening.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm sorry, wait a minute. I'm not allowed to talk because I'm a chick. Because somehow you hearing my voice, that makes you go from being a normal person to a complete jackass.
Yes.
That's my fault because you hear my voice.
Right. And I bet you he was saying that thinking he was on your side of that discussion. But in reality, that's that same old shut up, get me a sandwich, and get back in the kitchen mentality. Right?
You know what the twins respond to that is, I am in the kitchen. I'm making a sandwich with one hand, kicking your ass with the other.
They should have added, I'm making a sandwich for myself with one hand.
I've kind of had the opposite happen to me when I was playing Final Fantasy in my guild. I kind of had the opposite happen where they knew I was a girl, and I started talking on voice first, and they heard my voice, and they're like, yeah, okay. And then I guess my mic got better, and I get the moment they heard my actual voice and not the whole robotic thing that was going on because my mic was jacked up, their response to me became more respectful, oddly enough. Like, the whole reaction of them to me was much more respectful. Well, for the most part, some of them were still jackasses and some of them were really, really jackasses to me. But for the most part, they became more respectful and became better to game with. I guess I don't know why exactly, but whatever. I mean, that was kind of weird. But in most games I have played, every time I jump on voice, it's like, holy shit, it's a girl. And then I get ragged on for being a girl. I get told that I'm really not that good. Is that really me playing? Is my boyfriend the one playing instead of me? And I'm like, dude, really?
See, here's the amazing thing about what you just said. When Fragdolls started, the girls were not saying anything back to them before they came along. Girls were just like, I just don't play, I'm upset, or I got my feelings hurt, or, you know, I don't want to play with these guys. I just don't want to play before they came along. And I'm not saying none of you spoke up, but a great deal of you did not speak up. You did not say anything until you saw that it was possible to be a girl gamer. It's possible for me to play and find other women to play with. When we all were starting to understand what online gaming was, because that was a big problem. Nobody understood, what the hell is this? You know, what do I do? Who is clicking all hard? Clicking all hard and stuff.
I stopped clicking.
She's pissed at something. Click, click, click.
1990 called in with their mouse back.
No, it's my mic. It's amazing, but it picks up every little noise. I'm working on it. We're trying to find a way to fix that.
Now, wrap it.
Okay, let me go ahead and try to get through this. Thank y'all, because I'm managing not to cry. Again, I want to say to the girls, all of them, and this is the interview. You can probably find it if you're really, really hunting around in archives. to my girls, and not, and this is to all of the frag dolls, because the ones I just showed you are not all of them. There's been like 22 frag dolls, and I got to meet the last group when I went to Seattle here this last year, Alexis and Tiffany, and I can't remember my other friend's name. You know who you are. Turned down for what? That's all I remember right now. She's probably dancing if she's listening. All of you are such great women. The other thing I loved about the frag dolls is the class. They had a tremendous amount of class. There was no, you know, I never caught them drinking, smoking, doing anything but just being girls, but being classy girls. The other thing is that this will be shot. This is some horrible video I shot like way back when. I am ashamed to show this. 2010 is when I shot this at PAX. You can't hear it. Thank your lucky stars, you can't hear it. But this is the frag dolls. This is how hard these girls work. And I don't care what you guys say. Oh, I'm a pro gamer. This is a pro gamer. They did this all day at PAX, demoing Just Dance 2. If they were thin, it's not because, and I also want to point out to women, they're not thin because, oh, they're just cute and thin and pretty. They're thin because this is what they did all day. And they knew all the steps to the game, which means they were doing what before they got there? Practicing before they even fucking got to PAX.
Yep.
This is what being a professional gamer, I'm going to work hard, is. So I am so proud to have known those girls, to have sat with them, to have played games with them. They were always kind to me, always took care of me. I never went anywhere by myself. I'm very much an introvert, like I'm going to go this way and I catch up with y'all later, which means probably I should have gotten mugged a bunch of times, but they never let me go that way by myself. Corey, come on, stay with everybody. We know you like to go off by yourself and you don't have to talk to us, but walk with us. We're going this way. If I was hungry, they made sure I was fed. I'm sleepy, I had a place to lay my head, even when I didn't know where I was going to sleep when I got somewhere, you know, to a conference or even to somebody's house. I want to tell you girls, you're a class act all the way. I love you. You're my sisters. I thank you for taking care of me. I'm glad that when Gaming Natrix started, I was able to help you. You helped me. They're also, when they started getting a whole lot of press, put us on the front page of their site, saying this is one of the top female gaming sites you need to visit. We support them. They support us. All I can just keep saying is thank you, and I love you. I know this is not the end. It is the end of an era. I'm going to miss you, girls. Please keep in touch with me. And I love you guys so, so much. And all of us owe you a debt of gratitude. None of us would be able to do any of the stuff that we do without you. We wouldn't have known it was possible to do without you. That goes for Ginger over there being a badass with her 3D creation. Snow getting to be on the show. Even Blaster being there. Me being here learning the shit that I've learned over the past few years. We thank you for that because we didn't know it was possible.
Yes, yes, exactly.
We didn't know it was possible till you came along to get paid to do something that you absolutely love. Because before then, we were just in the basement hide.
And I have to say this, in tribute to them as well, is that their reactions, you talked about their reactions. Like I said, I'd been there, never really experienced that side of the industry, an industry that isn't open to people of all genders, right? Isn't open to even, you know, people of all, you know, races. You know, I was there, and I kind of saw it as an outsider looking in. And their reactions to that versus the reactions that some groups and some people have to that was just class, like you said, all the way.
Yeah.
And so that's an inspiration, no matter whether you're a female gamer or you're a male gamer, that's an inspiration in how you should act whenever you come up against something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. It's not always a yell and cuss. Sometimes it's a, I'm just going to handle this.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be awesome. I'm going to kind of kick butt, and I'm going to do it with class. And that's awesome.
And Roulette, this picture is awesome. You put up on the blog with your baby there and the carrier and the gun. Fucking awesome.
Nice.
Now that is some badass shit right there.
All right. And now I'm crying, so I'm going to shut up. We can move along. Miss my girl.
I was typing to the people that are in the YouTube chat. So
I miss my girls. Awesome. We're not going to all ever be together again playing Nintendogs and looking like a bunch of geeks.
You know, I don't think this is the end of them, and I told you this when you messaged me in game earlier. I don't think this is the end of them. This is the retirement of the frag dolls from Ubisoft.
Ubisoft. Yeah.
I do not think this is the end of them. A lot of them have left this year, which leads me to think, and I'm going to go full conspiracy theorist here, there has been some sort of falling out with Ubisoft.
You know, a lot of people are saying that because they snatched their page down so quick. That first page that I showed is like they just pulled everything down and they said they were going to archive it. So a lot of the stuff I'm grabbing is stuff that, you know, where we were linked up to them, and there's a ton of more of it I didn't even show. And just places we've been at the same time that I know where they were. Yeah, so
I'm going to go with it. Ubisoft did something to piss someone off, and it's over. It's done. And this is not the end of the Frag Dolls. There will be another formation of them.
They have a lot of power. They have a lot of power. I wouldn't doubt it. But we have
I don't see them retiring and being like, all right, I'm done.
By the way, I didn't get to give Crystal any love. Crystal Herring was the last captain that right before they retired, and Crystal, who I got to meet while I was in Seattle, also class act all the way. Let me see if she's in this picture that I'm going to show. Yes, she is in that picture. Crystal also, I never got to tell her, she reminds me of the twins quite a bit in her, the way she handles things. When I tell you that these girls are straight business, I know you all see all the, we're having fun, we're kind of rolling around, it's just a bunch of girls together. No, Crystal, I loved her because I've also been around the twins. The twins have two modes. They're having fun with you, but when they start getting into business mode, oh, back the fuck up. This is Crystal here, dead center with the red hair, Crystal Herring, who became the team captain, who was also badass. I was paying attention to her at PAX.
I like it.
Right.
She is a cutie.
Can you share your screen, folks? Every time, keys up. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, Crystal's dead center was the captain. I watched her handle business in Seattle. She rallied those girls together. Everybody be here. I told you to be here at this time. Where's this one? She's got her list. And all of them have been like that, through the years. Very much handle their business. This is Frag Dolls was a business. They did a damn good job over the years. It's lasted 12 years. You think about that. And I got the pleasure of getting to work with them at PAX as a honorary cadet. No, they did not ever get a black frag doll. I did not go, Joanne. I could not leave my child. I do not regret that. But they have been awesome representation of all of us, not just in a racial standpoint, but as women gamers, as gamers, period, as Blaster said. You classy all the time. Never heard them speak out of turn, not even when there were no cameras rolling. I can't ever tell you I heard them say anything to anybody or about anybody. That's fucking classy. I can't recall. Because trust me, I tell you, I love some dirt. But I'd never heard them say anything. I'd have been the first one like, girl, that one frag doll, let me go ahead and type this in an email. Go ahead, get the camera, record this, because that's what we do here. But never, never heard them say anything, ever. The most I saw, and I may have instigated this, was some suggestive dancing at one point.
I don't know nothing about suggestive dancing.
Not you.
What is that?
Not you.
Not me. Oh, okay.
Not you. I said frag dolls. Some suggestive dancing with some frag dolls. That was a very long time ago, though. Might have been some drinks involved.
Can I do some suggestive dancing with the frag dolls? Because they're motherfucking hot.
You know what I'm saying.
All these girls have been awesome. These have been gone on. Like, these first few have gone on to do other stuff in gaming. Voices. Brooklyn. Silly girl. let me
you know that year that
Blaster
I was out.
Blaster,
you know that year that I was over at E3. The last year I was over there in Santa Monica. So it was a while ago. It's been a while since I've been back. But they were out there, and I think I called you on the phone, and you were talking to somebody, one of them there, and they offered to take us in the Ubisoft limo, because that was the year where you had to run.
Yes.
To all the different hotels to be able to go to see everything, because it wasn't all in one spot. And it was horrible, and it was really hot that day, and it was really – I was aggravated because I was so tired. And they were very, very nice, and they were like, hey, you can take a ride with us. Now, it didn't kind of quite pan out at the time, but they ended up getting on the same shuttle with us, though, because the Ubisoft. No, you can't take these guys with you. The limo's for you guys only, blah, blah, blah. So they decided, well, screw that noise. We'll just get in the bus with you. And so they took the bus over us to the hangar. So they were very nice people, very nice to hang out with, good gamers and classy people all around.
Always. I might have been in some of those pictures back there. I had to scroll past real quick. Let me look in the background. Yeah, because
I saw one. I didn't say nothing, though.
No, I don't know if it was me. I might not. I can't remember. Sometimes all these little parties and stuff kind of run together. But, yes, it is fun. I'm not telling you it's not fun, but it is work. You still got your work to do. And this is a full right.
See, that's what people don't get is whenever
I
you go
her
to places
hair
like
so
this.
Hard. I want my hair to be that color.
Yeah, people.
When you go to the go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right. When you go to these, it is work. And this is a whole lot of, you see how they're smiling there? Well, because I know Amy, which is one on the left, I know that that is her I have smiled too many fucking times today smile.
Yes, that is the hurry up, pick your picture and get on my face. That's exactly what that is.
Hey, thank you. Okay, back up. I'm going to miss my girls so much. Okay, we really need to get...
Like I said, I don't think they're gone.
They're gone.
I give it a couple of weeks.
The frag dolls as a group is gone, but they're not gone individually. I don't think they are. I think they're still going to be... Some of them may take a step back from being so much in the limelight, but I have a feeling there's still going to be some powerhouses in the gaming industry, even behind the scenes.
Well, you got a few already. Cat Scratches is at Blizzard doing amazing stuff. Like I told you, here on this one on the far left is Amy and her twin sister. Both work at Twitch now. We got the first few Eekers and Ashley, I think, actually do voiceovers and game design and stuff. So not everybody – oh, my God, I'm in this picture.
Yes, you are.
Do y'all see where I am? Can y'all figure out where I am in this picture?
Wait. Yep, I can.
Oh, where am I?
What? Hang on.
I found you. I recognize
Wait,
you.
Wait, no. Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I like that pose.
Oh, my God.
I like that pose.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't get bigger. Let me zoom in for y'all. Y'all saw that? That's me.
Yeah.
Right there, dead
yeah.
center. Look at all that hair, man.
Uh-huh. She's showing off that junk in the trunk. You know how she works.
That's right. She's probably yelling at me. She's like, Basta, get over here and take a picture.
No.
It looks like you're yelling at somebody off screen.
You know what I think? Danger and I were trying to decide how we were going to pose. Because, you know, I do like to show off my junk in the trunk. I was like, can I pose?
She does.
Do I pose this way? And this one down here, she wasn't a frag doll. Microsoft also had a group, nobody remembers this either, that was like frag dolls for a while. This is Felicia. Felicia now travels all over the world grabbing kind of unique little things to bring home to sell, you know, stuff you wouldn't find regularly in the store. Her website's called blackdog.com. See, I'm throwing you some love, Felicia. Pretty much everybody in here, this is Batgirl, one of our alum from GGR. Gosh, so many people in here.
But what is that picture from, by the way? Someone is asking in chat.
This is from E3 2005, and this was the first time all the women we got together with all the green shirts. I didn't particularly care for that color. Girls for the Win.
Yeah.
That is not a very flattering color.
No,
yep.
Teenatrix has my shirt now. She wears it for pajamas, but because she's big enough to wear it now. But I did not care for the color, but we all put them on and we rocked that shit that day. When I tell you, pretty much everybody in here is doing something. This one also became a frag doll later. I know, I can't remember who she was. That's a frag doll. That's a frag doll. You see how all the they weren't frag dolls yet, but yeah. So we a lot of stuff. Oh, I gotta get off this. I'm gonna start boohooing, like full on crying.
What happened to the cave girls? Anyone know?
I don't know. I was thinking about that the other day. They used to hold the Fight Like a Girl tournament, and I was like, I really wish they would bring that. They would come back. I don't know what happened to them. And a lot of them are in here too. Some of them are cave girls. This one might be, maybe. I can't remember. I don't know.
I need to find me an all-girl clan for Reign of Kings. I'm just going to put that out there. Anyone knows of one?
Anybody want to play together with the Janger?
Yeah.
Janger.
You must have boobs and a vagina.
Of your own, not that belong to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Of your own. Yeah.
Because some people will try to be like, I got a vagina.
Oh,
she's in the kitchen right now.
All right, and I'm sure someone's listening from the server that I play on, and you guys can suck my dick later. But a lot of these guys, they're like, oh, you're one of our girls. Here, let us give you everything. I don't want you to give me everything.
Did we lose somebody?
I want to start out with a stick. I want to have to work my ass off to build my base. Please don't give me everything. I know you're just trying to be nice because I'm a girl. But cut that bullshit out because I'm playing this game because I want to play it.
This makes me cry.
What?
This picture makes me cry.
Oh, there goes Master Blaster. See, he was streaming too much porn.
That prawn will get you every time.
Every time. Every damn time. Yeah, he did. He dropped out.
This makes me cry because I remember all of that. I was trying to get little girls to play. I remember this photo shoot. I was not there. I remember that photo shoot. Okay. Oh, man.
Can we change gears now? Can I go into something else?
Okay, so yeah.
Corey.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Corey. Okay, so you guys can find some of this on Flickr, PhotoStream. Oh, my girls. Look at Pyro.
Corey.
I was good. I'm good. I'm gonna stop crying. Take the screen from me. Let me go cry.
Okay. All right. I wanna go. Okay. So this is something Corey and I have talked about, and how we really enjoy that Texas has signed into law all the tax incentives to bring video game companies, movie companies into Texas. Well, apparently Texas decides, no, it wants to stay in the fucking dark ages because, hey, we're a backwards fucking state. Oh, I'm totally going there. They have slashed $63 million from the Texas Moving Image Industry Incentives Program.
What?
Yeah. This program was created in 2008, like I said, to attract businesses to the state. Austin saw a big, huge burst of companies come in. All these gaming companies, these events started being held there. Now I'm thinking these are going to be gone. So $32 million are going to be slashed out of this program. But, and what gets me, and as I need to find it, is that the reason why this annoys me, the global gaming market is going to generate $93 billion in revenue by 2019. So Texas, you just fucked yourself.
Yep.
And I've been seeing this. I was wondering what was going on because I knew that Elon Musk was looking for his test track here in Texas, and now all of a sudden it's in California. I was wondering what was going on with these companies that had been looking at Texas, well, all of a sudden moving back to California, because California is highly taxed and all this, but they get better tax incentives there. And I was wondering why. This is why, because Texas has decided to be all like, oh, hey, all this money we promised you, we got you here, we gave it to you for 2 years. Now we're going to fuck you.
Yep.
So this annoys me. Fuck you, Texas. Fuck you, whoever signed this bill. Stupid. I'm going to find out who did it, and I'm not voting for you again.
They assume that video games are just for children. Like, the thing with that is all the bad press around video games, all the whole, well, we're going to blame all the violence on video games. Texas is one of a conservative state. And it has a lot of backwards legislature, like the whole No Child Left Behind Act, which is bullshit. That kind of backwards legislature just feeds into more backwards legislature, like the thing that just passed when they're cutting the fucking budget as far as trying to attract more business into Texas. If you want to keep Texas booming, if you want to keep Texas as supposedly one of the, quote, best states to live in, you better start attracting younger companies that are more technology savvy and that are more up to what the society now wants. Because I hate to tell y'all this, but nerds, us geeks, nerds, dorks, whatever you want to call us, we're taking over shit. Okay? We are taking over everything.
Yeah. Yes,
we really are. And so you all need to get with the times or you're totally going to fuck yourself.
Wait, let me give him the too long, didn't read version. And the geek shall inherit the earth.
Yeah. Thank you.
He said you asked what the percentage was. It's a third. A third of the program is being cut. That is it. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean,
ugh.
And this hurts me.
Ugh.
Don't cover your ears. No.
Oh, Marsha, we are like this all the time, honey.
Yes. Who is complaining? Who's fussing?
Oh, no,
we got
Marsha's like,
awful
language. Yeah.
Her innocent ears.
Issa.
Oh, yeah.
Issa. That's what I said. Yeah, that's what I was saying hi to her. Issa, hi, Issa. Issa. Where have you been?
Oh.
Am I sure the guys are giving me things because I'm a girl? Yes, because they tell me. They tell me. And then also because the innuendos and the flirting that they try to, and it's so awkward because they try to flirt with me and I'm just, I like totally ignore it. Like it never even happened.
Here's the big worry for me. We still have the same stuff happening that was happening way back when. Something has to be done. That's all I'm going to say about that. Because y'all know I don't talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it too much.
I do have some good news about legislation. Can I get to that?
Yeah, let me drop my screen so you can have it.
Oh, I don't have anything to show. But anyway,
leave yours up.
I'm good. So we did have the USA Freedom Act, which actually passed. The USA Freedom Act, let me find a good description right fast. Let me just go ahead and do this. So on the evening of June 2nd, the Senate passed the USA Freedom Act by a vote of 67-32. So it was actually a pretty good win there. President Barack Obama signed the bill into law shortly thereafter. The bill was expedited in part because portions of the U.S. Patriot Act expired on June 1st. Supporters of the bill And opponents of bulk data collection under Section 215 of the Patriot Act say that it is a first step in reforming the warrantless domestic surveillance activities of the NSA. So they are basically trying to curb that shit, basically. So shortly after the vote, President Obama sent out a tweet, which obviously it wasn't him. It was somebody running his stuff. And he says, glad the Senate finally passed the USA Freedom Act. It provides civil liberties and our national security. I'll sign it as soon as I get it. And here's a quote from President Obama that he said in a statement after the vote. He said, enactment of this legislation will strengthen civil liberty safeguards and provide greater public confidence in these programs. I am gratified that Congress has finally moved forward with sensible reform legislation. It prevents, just so you know, the USA Freedom Act prevents bulk collection of users' communications under a number of legal authorities, enables Internet companies to report national security demands they receive, creates new oversight and accountability mechanisms, and has phone companies store data as opposed to the National Security Agency. So this is actually the whole fact that Internet companies are going to be able to report the fact that they're being asked to give up all this information on their users, that is a huge step in making sure that they can't be bullied. Because the NSA, one of the big things they would do is, well, if you report this, then we're going to do such and such to you, or you're going to be in trouble or whatever. Now that they are going to be allowed to report it, it's going to help to curb this from happening. So I think USA Freedom Act, amazing. I'm so glad that it passed, and I'm so glad that President Barack Obama actually signed that into going, because damn.
Well, as we all know, Obama's evil, so something's going to go wrong.
Of course. Always blame Obama. Always. Always.
I choke on my team. Thanks, Obama.
He's going to take your gun.
Exactly.
He's going to come into your home, and he's going to do all this. He's got 6 more months to fulfill all these prophecies.
Oh, damn. I tripped over that rock. Thanks
Obama.
Obama. Exactly. God, Obama.
And the big one. Frag dolls retired. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
He said, fault.
It's gotta be
fault.
His fault. It's gotta be his fault.
Okay. Whose turn is it? Whose turn does it be?
I don't know, but apparently my kitty can hear y'all through my headphones. He decided to come up here and climb on top of my chair and like sit here and put his head up
against
my headphones
to
listen. Yes.
Well,
he's
I did not do
quiet.
Anything this week.
As cat.
Yeah, hey, you
hey,
know.
You know what? All I got is my cat. All right, don't mess with me.
I have to try very hard not to say things that we said. So.
All right, Blasher. Yeah, I got
really, really
with oxygen. I got some issues with oxygen today. Really.
If Blasher doesn't have a story, I got one. All right.
He's
going right.
to tell about. He's going to
moving talk. Right along. Dun, 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 dun,
summer,
dun.
Summer, summer, summer. Oh, hey, you two, back it up. Back it up, back it up.
I'm only going to stop if you give me a spanking.
Woo! I saw that!
Ooh.
That's so amazing.
Boo! I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Obama.
See, that makes a lot of sense to me. That makes some sense to me.
Man, there's nothing worse than that.
Your money back for that Sims pack you bought for me. I never opened it. They're gonna have to give you the money back. I can't do a damn thing with it. I will throw a fucking fit, I'm telling you.
I have it.
You like when I do this.
Did you hear? Did you hear him ask you to take control?
Yeah,
I just want to point that out.
Yeah, he likes it.
Well, I'm sure if you, we'll send them the request for the Sims pack then.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna find out. Maybe they'll. They got to do something because that pissed me off. If Blaster knows how much I love to build and make stuff, so that's what he got me, a pack with a bunch of stuff in it. And then I'm sitting down, I'm like, ooh, I'm waiting for the week to build me some houses. What you mean I got to have bought my Sims on Steam? What do you mean? Yeah, I couldn't sell it. I can't open it. I can't do anything. I'm not pleased. And my Lego Harry Potter, we're going to have a problem. They don't have to give my money back. Just fix it. You can't cheat. You have this right here?
Yeah.
No refunds on release.
Good.
The thing is, if Steam had better customer service, mm-hmm. period, from day one, because that it didn't make sense for them to take on this endeavor and not have that stuff in place. It made no sense to me. For you to say, okay, we're going to start selling all these great, wonderful games, and here, all you gamers, come here, we're doing this new thing, and you don't have anything in place. And I stress again here at the bottom of this page, there, other than this help part, let's just click on it. Let's see what happens. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yes.
It's the same thing we've been getting. So you might not get your refund until December, you know, at this rate. Come on, Steam. You could do better than this.
Yes, I agree. You can definitely do better than this. But I feel like the idea that I have the option, because I have a couple of games that I've been given that I'm like, dude, why are y'all giving me this? I'm not going to play it.
Let me just bring this up again. These UK people have a phone number, Steam. Look at that. That's a phone number. Customer support. I just want to point that out. I'm just saying.
See, that is my biggest gripe about Steam. They have the worst customer service I have ever seen of any website.
Wait a minute.
Anywhere.
It's Comcast.
Well, okay, yes.
Well, but at least Comcast has
told me some stories. Yeah, at least you can call Comcast and get bad customer service to your face. But Steam doesn't even have people you can call. You get, like, when you go to help, you go through all of these help topics, and then you're never really guaranteed to find what you need, number one. Number two, you don't have any way to actually talk to someone and tell them the issue, because 9 times out of 10 with me, I know how to fix shit. So that one particular time when I don't,
wait,
and I'm trying to find it.
Wait, let me just point to what I just clicked on, okay? I forgot my Steam name and password. Look, enter your account name. If I knew my Steam account name, I would not have it. I wouldn't need
but
to come here.
It's also asking for your email address or phone number. So I guess you can enter either of those three.
But this part right here. This part right
yeah.
here and this part right here. Yeah. Y'all need to have somebody come in and help you with this. This is ridiculous. As much money as you make. They're just too absentee. I don't like it.
They are. I can understand they kind of want a hands-off thing, but you cannot be hands-off when you're dealing with people's money. There is no way you can be hands-off when you are dealing with people's money. No way.
Dorothy, you don't want to see the man behind the curtain.
Oh, yes, I do. I want to punch him in his fucking face for taking my money. That's what I want to do.
Yes, because what was that game I bought? Hey, TOEFL, Boyfriend, whatever. I'm really mad. They're giving me a refund for that. I'm mad about that. And I don't get mad at games very often. I don't think I've been mad at a game since 2007, that damn Quiet Weekend in Capri. Fucking.
Oh, y'all know the game I got mad at, but we're not going to bring that up.
Yes. So, I'm going to need y'all to give me my money back for that one. I don't usually ask for money back on games. I kind of take my lumps, but that made me mad.
Yep.
Okay. Speaking of, I might as well jump.
Oh, yeah, you got Steam sales to do, don't you?
Well, I'm not even going to touch Steam sales, actually, believe it or not, because these other two sites that have customer service, Steam, I'm not trying to be mean to you. Yes, I am.
Oh, no. She's being mean to y'all, guys. She's being mean.
GOG, who is trying to take on Steam, is kicking ass. Do you see this?
Now, I do want to say, let me tell them the story right quick, okay? So, you know how, I think a couple shows back, we were talking about Vampire the Masquerade, and me and Corey were comparing notes on him and stuff? Well, Corey was nice enough to let me know when the Vampire the Masquerade game that I did not have yet was on sale for $1.49.
And you got in just in time because it's now
I sure
up
did.
To $5.99. It was $1.49 just was it yesterday.
I love you, girl. She got it for me for $1.50, y'all. $1.50.
Now, my city builders out there, y'all know who y'all are. Look at this.
Me, me.
Ooh. This is $7.16 for all four of these. Not a piece. This is not $7.16 a piece. Pharaoh, Cleopatra, Caesar, Zeus, Poseidon, Children of the Nile. I think I have.
I'm getting that. You know what? I'm going to go there right now. Hold on.
Stop buying stuff during the show. Stop it.
It's your fault, man.
You never played the Darksiders series. You there, gamer. You were like, I always wanted to play Darksiders. Look at that. That's three games right there for $17.
That's not a bad price either.
And this game is supposed to be epic. I never played Darksiders, not because I didn't want to. So, you know, there's only so many hours in the day. I like this comment over here, Zelda meets God of War.
Mm.
I may have to pick this up. My mouth is water.
You're Zelda nut.
Yeah. Anyway, they're having their summer DRM-free summer sale up to 90% off. Someone I was arguing with earlier today, I'm not going to name him. You know who you are. We're not going to be Steam friends anymore.
We're breaking up.
Fighting words, man.
Fighting words. He said they only have old games at GOG. Some of them are. They're starting to come up to date. I saw Chronicles of Riddick here earlier. If you never played that game, excellent game to play. Excellent. I'm trying to get down here and see if it's at the bottom. It was way down.
You whisper in my ear like that.
I'm talking about Vin Diesel. You have to whisper when you talk about Vin.
True. Yes, true. God, he's so
sorry.
Go ahead.
You have to whisper when you talk about Vin. I'm trying to see if it's still on sale. I'm going to help y'all out, okay? Trying to go see. I can type in everything. Oh, nope, it went back up. Sorry, kids. Earlier today, this was $7. Kid you not. Assault on Dark Athena. If you never played any of the Chronicles of Riddick game, yes, Vin Diesel may not be the best actor, but he makes a damn good game because he's a geek just like us. It's a damn good game.
So hot, too.
This is RPG slash platformer slash a whole bunch of stuff. Remember, don't trust anybody. That's how I got shanked in jail cell. I did. Don't trust anybody. You remember how Riddick is. Remember who you're supposed to be. Don't be you when you play. Be him. Don't trust anybody. Just kill him. Don't ask any questions. But when is he going to put out another game? Come on, Vin. You do good stuff. But you see the ratings on this. Every single one of them good, and it's the truth.
He's had a rough year. We'll give him a little bit of time.
This is true. He did have a rough year.
He did have a rough year, yes.
But come on back and bring us some good games. Anyway, if you want to go to GOG Games, they are absolutely telling you the truth. They are DRM-free. They do not have to be connected to the internet. And some of these games, especially if you are into any type of game development, whether it be building or story writing, you have got to pick up some of these older games. This Gothic 1, 2, and 3, I played these absolutely some of the best games that didn't get a whole lot of love, but it is awesome. I can't even... Think of Skyrim before Skyrim existed is what Gothic is like.
I play Gothic a little bit, and it actually is really good.
It's a lot more detailed than Skyrim. I remember getting I love to wander, but I kind of know where I am in Skyrim. I was lost, and somebody was chasing me. Get away from our camp. You know, I was like, wait, please don't cut me. So, yeah, good. Good games here. They may not be the newest ones, but it's sometimes good to look back so you can see how far the games have come so you can appreciate them. Original Divinity Original Sin, another good game.
It is Throwback Thursday, after all.
It is, indeed. This game is even good. Back to the Future game. I love this game.
Really?
Yes. That was one of the first review games we got for iPad, and I played it, and I could not put it down. Even though you kind of know what's going to happen. There's a lot of extra stuff in it, obviously, that's not in the movie, you know, if you look at the screenshots. But it is a good game. Good for if you have little people around you where you can't be playing, you know, Original Sin, Divinity, and those types of games. Okay. Green Man Gaming is also having a sale, 23% off. It's only for the next 24 hours. We're in a whole other time zone, so it might last a little bit longer for us. They do have newer games. I don't think The Witcher is on sale.
Grand Theft Auto 5. Life is Strange. That is a weird ass game. I watched someone play that the other day.
It is. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is a strange game. Yeah, that kind of weirded me out. I had to stop playing. But these are not on sale, but our UK people want some love. Check them out. Some of the games here are good on sale. Yay. Deus Ex the Collection. Look at that. Look at that.
That's not bad. Usually $32. $8. $8.
This is a good game, too. You get lost in this one. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. What the hell is that $8.24? Oh, man, seriously, people.
That is, you buy this, you got $20.
I've always found the whole 99 cents, 24 cents thing amusing.
Yeah, you
see. I see what y'all are trying to do.
Pre-teenagers. Yeah, she hates that. What do you mean $3.99? Just say it's $4.08. Just say it.
I really can't. I cannot stand that either. That irritates the hell out of me.
It's because they're trying to trick you. It's less than the quarter, so you're more tempted to buy it.
Wait, look at this. Did y'all see what just happened? I went to leave the page, and they popped up and said, hey, why don't we give you a discount? Don't go.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, snap.
That's serious business right there. I like that.
That is serious business.
Man, I got to tell y'all something that I saw the other day about a voucher code that was broken. I was so tempted to exploit it, but I didn't do it.
Hey, y'all, I'm exploiting this. Go ahead and grab this if you're watching. I'm not going to buy anything from over here because I don't need anything. I already have this Deus Ex game. But if you want it, go ahead. Look at that. That's 48 hours extended. Yeah, go ahead. Knock yourself out if you can see it. If you can't see it, I'm sorry. I can't help you. All right.
If you can't see it, you screwed.
You're in trouble. I'm not going to do it for you. None. I am so excited. I'm excited to see these other companies trying to do some other stuff with Steam. Blaster, you forgot to tell them about Don't Starve Together.
I'm very sad about that.
I don't think you can get it now, but... The Mega Pack. Mega Pack. Say it. Thank you. I can't go back there. Thank you. See, he was in my head.
Is that on Steam? Because I'm going to go ahead and buy it so I can play with y'all.
Yay! See, a blaster, I told you.
Yay!
Is that on Steam for real?
Yeah.
That is on Steam.
It is on Steam.
All right, y'all are going to be crazy. Let's go ahead and update this shit and I'll buy it.
Oh, that's going to be funny. Yeah, we got the stream.
Yes.
Hilarious. Hilarity. All right.
I will bring the drunkenness. It'll be awesome.
Oh, God. No.
Oh, Lord. Well, you know what? I'm going to be out of school, so I might too.
Hey! Yeah.
Should I take Benadryl so I can slay space plants into the keyboard?
Yes.
No. No.
See, I've had someone do the whole fall asleep on my thing. That is just not as fun as you would think it was.
All right, kids, it is time for us to cut out.
Yes, it is. And you can tune in on Tuesday, catch our Pixanista, your favorite pixel fashionista's biggest bitches in fashion, because that's how we like it. Finish your favorite if you like us, maybe if you don't, that's how we roll. And on that note, say goodnight, my bitches.
Goodnight, my bitches.
Oh. I knew she was going to sing it.
Ooh. Ooh, and him with the growly voice. I like the growly voice. Oh.
Y'all are making me real uncomfortable right now.
And have my listeners feeling like, what's going on over there?
I don't know, man. I just work here. Thumbs up on YouTube.
Subscribe.
Share us with your friends. Tell your mama about it.
Wait, there's two that's 14.
All right, well, you want the